Hey, welcome back to Crazy Cat Conversations. Is here your one of your hosts, Big Cat, with my bitch, Dutcher Zane.
Yo, bitch.
What up, bitch?
What up, bitch?
What's poppin', bitch?
I don't know, was I supposed to get offended when you said my bitch?
No.
Good, because I'm not. I'll definitely be like, yes, I'm your bitch, what's up?
I don't know why people get offended by saying bitch. I mean it like a term of endearment. Here I sound like a white dude. Like, well, you know, I only say it like a term of endearment, dude.
That's my bitch.
I say that shit with the A, not hard E-R.
So every white man has a southern accent? Every great man you know? Because that's the impression you made.
White. No.
Well, I think I understand why people get really offended by the word bitch. Like, they get, like, sensitive over it. But maybe me saying that is implying that I have a bias anyway. It's definitely a statement of implicit bias.
Yeah.
I feel that bitch is a multifaceted word.
Of course. I say that shit with the best of intentions.
The best of intentions. I mean, but do you, though? Do you every time?
No, not every time.
Okay.
When bitch, because when I'm proud of you, I'd be like, bitch. Like, nigga, like, isn't your girl supposed to be one of your best friends?
Indeed.
Right.
You know, so we big each other up. Yeah, it's good, bitch.
But then when I'm mad at you, what do I say?
Bitch, stop trying me.
Bitch, don't play with me. Bitch, what you doing? You know, bitch. Bitch is such a beautiful word.
But I call you
word.
A bitch too, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, would you say bitch? You know what I'm saying? One of those.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you don't feel like I do?
Or is not it not as much?
Or is it that I call you a bitch ass nigga if I'm mad at you, and that's when the word bitch
you
comes into play?
You have never done that shit. You have never called me bitch ass nigga. Don't do it.
I mean, not to your face.
I mean, that's your freedom too.
I mean,
you are protected by the First Amendment, bitch.
Oh, yeah. You
really are.
Okay, but do you think after this episode, do you think that we will have used up all our bitches? You know, our and it's exhausted, and we can't say bitch like that anymore. We have to be conscious of saying it less.
No, it'll be like a fucking like a raw dick after fucking. It's so sensitive. You say bitch, you just come every time.
Will it be like a nice warm
overstimulated breeze? Fucking clit. Bitch. Oh!
Oh, I can't take it. That looks... One more time. Say it one more time. No.
Bitch.
No. But then, okay. So, do you think that it's kind of... I forget what the term is. When people take a word and they want to, like, reclaim it to make it, you know, more powerful for their community.
They could suck a dick on a spike.
What kind of spike?
Made of dicks.
I can't.
With the word bitch imprinted on it.
I cannot. This is it. I feel
people fail to understand, and I feel like this is the most valid, in my opinion. Words are when you give them power to destroy you, or you give them the power to build you up.
Fair.
Yeah.
Words are powerful.
Words are powerful if you let them be. Now, if somebody comes at you and calls you bitch-ass nigga, it's up to you as the hero of your fucking story to not let that shit affect you. And if you have the power, both mental and physical, call them bitch back.
Well, okay. Why are some people so offended by it? Like, some people have the, I never. And then some people, like...
It's because they grew up around you sensitive-ass niggas. Just like... You're not supposed to fucking, you know, call women bitch. You're supposed to be whatever the fuck. Cause,
what does that even mean?
Bitch, like, you're not putting your fucking hands on my face type ass nigga. But then it's the same bitch that be, like, slapping niggas on the subway.
I mean...
You know what I'm saying?
We all saw the 8-Ball Jacket video.
8-Ball Jacket, nigga, you're my hero.
Hey.
Smacking the fucking wig at that bitch. Dusty. You saw the dust come out that bitch's face.
Look, I'm gonna say this. I'm not promoting violence or anything like that.
But I'm promoting equality. You put your hands on a man, you're liable to get hit back. That's my Dr. Phil voice.
I was wondering where that voice came from, because it was like in mid-sentence and that shit just said it. I was like, he decided to go with that, huh? That's what he chose?
Not, so you're telling me you're not a true feminist? I'm feminist to the fucking bone.
Okay, so where did that question come from and how did I imply that I wasn't?
I'm just fucking coming at you
I think I'm not only here for the empowerment of women, but I do have maybe mixed views on the word feminist because it implies that women, well, no, fuck it, women are superior. I mean, just never mind. I'll just leave it at that.
Yes. Women are superior?
But I also feel that people should have equal treatment, and I feel that, like, you know, feminism implies that one should be above the other.
Yeah.
You know? So that's where I'm at with
that. I'm all about equal rights and lefts, baby. I mean, all I'm saying is, don't put your hands on a woman. Don't ever do that. DV is not safe. But if
DV
a bitch
means
put...
domestic violence.
Not DMV.
They were like, what, driving vision? What? Yeah. I can't explain it.
What? Driving impaired? Distinguished veteran?
Exactly. Like, ooh, who is that?
Domestic violence, bro.
No, it's not cool.
It's not cool. So, never put your fucking hands on anybody else if you're not willing to catch the hands themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's valid. Because if you...
You had never
touched me. We've hit each other, of course, but not on purpose. It's like an accident.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, you know? A real accident. Not like walking into a doorknob because she forgot to fucking heat up the fucking lasagna or something.
I will fucking put hot grease on you. Just know that. For the record, if he ever has a hot grease burn, you just know that this motherfucker put his hands on me. And so just...
Would never
put you know what I'm saying? Like,
you are 145 pounds wet. I'm not...
With clothes on.
With clothes on. I can't... Can't do that shit to you.
Have you seen his arms? Because, ooh-wee, that's all I got to say.
They're almost 18 inches.
Wow.
You know what else is 18 inches?
Your thigh?
One third of my dick.
You knew he was going to bring it back to the dick, right? Like, yeah, listeners?
I have a small penis. That's why I eat pussy like a motherfucking pirate. Eat that shit like a... Like lemons on a ship.
I'm done. Push me over the plank. Push me over the plank. Ah!
Trying to fucking get you my shark out here, baby.
Splash.
Big cat shark.
Nah. All right.
Bring it back on a bitch, though.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it should be normalized. It shouldn't be such a taboo word. Or it
really shouldn't.
It should also not be used. But I think, you know what? Let's go back to the whole thing about feminism and how, like, women have been in a lesser position in society and associated with weakness. You know what I'm saying? Okay. If someone's weak, they're a pussy. You know what I'm saying? Someone's weak, they're a little bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or if someone is a woman has an attitude or...
She's being a bitch.
If a woman is advocating for herself, it is viewed as an attitude and therefore she's being a bitch. So... There's so many things like associated with bitch in that way that I can definitely see why some people like are disgusted.
Yeah,
by
but
the
when
word.
You call somebody an asshole, do they get offended? Like, yeah, they get offended.
Some people do.
An asshole, but if somebody's like, "Yo, this nigga's being a bitch,"
it plucks a nerve.
Or this nigga's is being an asshole.
I mean,
it fucking is reserved. You know,
I mean, we take it back to the 90s. Who you calling a bitch?
You fucking a bitch. Bitch ass nigga, bro. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. But, like, if bitch was not used as a low blow insult, then people wouldn't be upset by it. You get what I'm saying? We can also think about, like, other words that had the same connotations to them. Queer, for example,
right.
Used to be an insult, you know, and now people are celebrating the word queer.
Of course.
Know? So, is it like, has bitch reached that same transcendence? You know? And why can't it?
It has, I think, because, you know, every time I give advice to my female friends, I'm like, hey, you don't forget that you are that bitch. I myself refer as I'm that bitch because, I don't know, it just stuck. I said it one day and it stuck with me.
I think also, like, we've all seen those little videos online where they're like the 8 meanings of the word bitch.
Yeah.
And then they're like, bitch. Like, oh, for real. Or like, bitch. And it's a question. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, bitch. Like, it's good to see you. You know what I mean? So, like, bitch can be many applications.
Many.
And then, you know, there's the possessive ownership of bitch, like my bitch. And people have problems with these terms, but I mean, I like possessive language and it's not something that makes me uncomfortable, you know? Yeah. So. That's that.
We're not speaking about you. You know, there's these bitch ass bitches out there that get offended by the word bitch.
I mean, well, look, to
each
their own.
Don't get offended by words.
So, I'll bring it back. Don't yuck my yum. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's their problem if it bothers them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we have to live in a world where we are considerate of other people's sensitivities and such.
So that's why I always come with a disclaimer. You should always come with a disclaimer. Look, this is the way I talk. This is the way I communicate. This is my true feelings. for me to say the B word is depriving me of my experience that is my life.
You are not being your full self if you do not have the word bitch freely flowing in your vocabulary. Yes.
If you don't want to listen to me, if you don't want to talk to me, then that's up to you. But I will not change who I am because it makes you feel uncomfortable. Because that is being a bitch, and I will continue to use it because I am that bitch.
All right, you that bitch, baby?
I'm that bitch. Well, I'm a bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch.
WAP.
Yep. I got that DAP. I got that WAD.
What? I'm
that
done.
Wet ass dick.
I'm done. You said one. Next
that
time,
wide ass that dick.
No, it's, I mean, it's a good size. It's juicy, but I mean, I wouldn't say it's like wide.
Jesus Christ. Take my fucking heart out through my fucking ass.
Oh, no, I mean, no, it's good. No one's complaining out here. I mean, ask any of your lovers. I doubt there's a complaint.
Don't bring them bitches up.
They around. You know what I'm saying? We around. All right. Let's cut this shit short.
Yeah, fuck it. Don't be a bitch.
That's the motto of the story. Oh, you can reach myself, Duchess Zane, or Crazy Cat.
Oh. I'm Big Cat, bitch.
We're fuck it up.
We're Crazy Cat Conversations.
@gmail.com.
We don't do a script here because we ain't no bitches.
Yeah, let it flow, bitch. Yeah.